hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We kick off this hour with our close personal friend. Well, at least he said hi to us a time or two, maybe shared a cigar. Neil Watson, yes, the dive god, hardest working man in the dive industry, is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Oh, Gregory, man, if I was a dog, my tail would be wagging. I'm fantastic.
Yes, I have no doubt about it. Tail or something would be wagging, knowing Mr. Neil.
Something would be wagging. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on. You know, Bimini has, I don't know, I got this email from some conservation group or that was trying to bring together a bunch of environmental folks from the Bahamas. Focused on Bimini and some cruise ship terminal thing. What's going on with that exactly, Neil?
You know, I don't have a lot of specifics on it. I'm planning on getting over to the island in the next week or so and get with some of the government officials over there and hammer down some more of the details. But apparently there's a proposal to put in a cruise ship port at the north end of the island, you know, on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, Bimini is 700 feet wide. It has roughly 1,500 people, the total population, and this, in my estimation, would just be an environmental disaster. I mean, they'd have to do some major dredging, and I mean, that's within a couple of miles of at least a half a dozen of our prime dive sites, plus Atlantis, and there are Three Sisters, there's three rocks right up off of there. So I would be very disappointed if the government allowed them to do that. Number one, they don't need to damage the environment, and I don't know that they need a cruise ship coming in there with you know 500, 600, 1,000 people at a shot. So
yeah, and it's pretty tricky.
But I would certainly like to think the powers that be will see through this and figure out a plan B.
Yeah, because just to navigate the waters around there on the north end or pretty much anywhere around Bimini, it's tricky because there's a lot of shallow reefs and things like that that make it kind of tricky to navigate for boaters, right? So they would have to.
They're talking about putting this in an area that is within a couple of miles of the major dive sites off of the north end of the island, and I can't believe that the dredging and putting in pilings and all of this wouldn't just be a disaster. I mean, there was already a lot of controversy with the resort that was built on the north end with the dredging that took out a lot of the mangroves and the habitat, and it damaged a lot of the bone fishing, and you know that was questionable if that ever should have been allowed, but mm-hmm. you know it's there, whatever, get on. But I don't know that they need to pursue this. It doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I mean, like I say, this is to bring in if it's going to have to moor outside of the area, unlike the small ferry boats that are coming in with 200 or 300 people. I mean, this is probably between 1,500 and 2,000 people.
Mm.
I mean, just one load would double the population of the island. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't think Bimini needs it. It's, you know, that's for Nassau and Grand Bahama Island, not Bimini.
Yeah. Well, good point. Bimini's just a beautiful island, the way it is now. I mean, more people to experience it. I could understand the argument for that, but yeah, you don't want to ruin its island charm for sure. And, you got some just beautiful diving over there. You don't want anything to come in and affect that. Diving, by the way, I've been seeing the reports. You're still having sharks over there. I saw something from Neil Jr. about some a wild dolphin encounter. It's just been going gangbusters over there at the Bimini Sands, right?
I tell you, we are rocking and rolling. Actually, we have John Offerdahl over there right now, you know, ex-dolphin player.
Okay.
And his two kids, they're out. Actually, they're great free divers and spear fishermen, the Offerdahl's kids. And mm-hmm. So they're over there now. But, yeah, I mean, the marine life has just been incredible over there. And you know, we're doing a lot of trips down to the south end, you know, because we're perfectly located because we're on South Bimini, and it's only like about a 40-minute run down to the Victories and Nodules and just beyond that is the real Bull Run, the original Bull Run, which is just a great shark dive. I mean, we're doing a feed down there, and you know, shark dives are exciting under any circumstances, but when you add that to a beautiful reef, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So Bull Run is doing great. We got the Stingray snorkel feed, you know, right on Honeymoon Harbor. We've got the Triangle Rocks shark dive with the Caribbean reefs, and then we're having great luck with the dolphins, you know, up on the north end, the spotted dolphins encounters. So I'm telling you, there's not a place in the Bahamas that you're going to see more big animals than Bimini or the Caribbean, not just the Bahamas.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm getting ready to do a little family vacation here for the July 4th holiday, but as soon as I get back, I want to get back over to Bimini. And I've had some requests from some of our mermaids to put together a wild dolphin run. And let's work on that a little. Let's talk about that just a tad. How does that work exactly? Because the wild dolphins, you get these spotted bottlenose dolphins. They reside in the area off of South Bimini someplace, and they just cruise the area? Or
no,
how does it work?
They're north of the island, up on the bank, the Bahama Bank,
mm-hmm.
and there's a half a dozen pods, and they're residential. I mean, the people that have been doing this for years. I mean, they know the grandparents and the parents and the children. I mean, they stay in the area, and I mean it's a totally wild encounter. There's no guarantees. But we have about a 90% success rate interacting. I mean, it's on their terms. If they want to play with you and hang, then they'll hang around for like 20, 30 minutes and I mean, just spin around you and dive away. I mean, I tell you what, it's a thrill to me, and I don't know how many times I've done it. It's still amazing, these animals. And you know, I mean, there's controversy about the encounters with the trained dolphins and whatever, I mean, I have no issue with any of them, but there's something really exciting about getting in the water with these magnificent animals and know that they're enjoying interacting with you. You know, there's no training to it. It's just a natural encounter, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I had one. I would say it's been 10 years now since I had this encounter in Bimini with the wild dolphins, and I've never been able to even come close to replicating it anywhere in the world since. And I've told the story so many times about how this little baby dolphin came up and literally was swimming around like lightning, you know, just swimming around our group of snorkelers. And you know, they're telling the divers, they're saying, hey, look, try to look interesting, that kind of thing. And that might draw their attention. But sure enough, you know, after I'm twisting around a little bit and trying to look like a dolphin, I guess. I don't even know what I was thinking at the time. This dolphin, this baby dolphin, not more than 3 feet in length, literally stops cold about 5 feet away from me and just stops and stares in midwater. And I can just see his eyeball. He's like looking at me like, okay, what are you going to do now, big boy? Come on. And he's looking at me and I'm like, oh my God, he's so close. I can't believe this. And he's just sitting there staring at me. And all of a sudden I hear squeak, squeak, squeak. I look over and I see a bigger dolphin, which I assume was the dolphin's mom saying, okay, Junior, you're getting too close. Back off. And you hear squeak, squeak. Okay, mom. And then he swims off and stuff. But I'm like, that was so cool.
Greg, I've seen you in the water. I can understand the dolphin being bewildered.
Yes.
You're a psychic hole.
I get that reaction from a lot of marine life, and not to mention other divers. But, you know, it was just a magical moment, though. And, you know, those kind of memories stick with you for a lifetime, and that's the kind of thing you can encounter.
And the neat thing about this particular encounter in Bimini is one of the few places in the entire world. You know, in most instances, you book a boat for a week, and you sit out on this boat on a bank somewhere hoping to get in the water with them, you know, half a dozen times during the week. And because of the consistency of the animals and the proximity, it's one of the few places you can do a day trip or be on a dive vacation in Bimini and go out on an afternoon and interact with them rather than having to book a specific little board dolphin experience.
So, yeah, you can go to BiminiSands.com or BiminiScubaCenter.com and get information on that. Neil, stick around. We got a major announcement with the Dive God to share with you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Laughing happy fish heads in the evening, floating in the soup.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to fish heads. Greg the Dive Master, Neil Watson the Dive God, is on the phone with me right now. We've been talking a lot about Bimini, but there's some major news going on. And I don't know, is this the world premiere of what we're about to announce here, Neil, or what?
Greg, This is the premier original announcement. It hasn't been whispered anywhere. I mean, this you're worthy, considering that Spencer Slate, you know, Captain Slate down in the Keys was one of your first guests. I think I followed soon after.
That's true.
We've been kind of the three amigos, you know, Greg and Slate and the Dive God. And kind of the stars aligned, and there's a beautiful resort down in Isla Mirada called Islander Resort, and it has a sister property called Islander Bayside. And we just negotiated and put a deal together to developed this into a Guy Harvey Outpost Resort.
Nice.
Which, you know, I'm kind of involved with. And, of course, I'm looking to put in a dive operation, a concession, and thinking, now, who in the world would I want to partner with in the Keys or anywhere in the world as far as that goes? So I called my compadre, Slate, told him what we're doing, and he said, Neil, I'm all over it, man. So in the fall, I mean, this is so fresh off of the press, we don't even have specific dates other than probably in August. But we'll be putting in a new dive operation about 5 minutes from the resort, putting in the Guy Harvey branding. So it will be the first in the world.
Nice.
The Guy Harvey Outpost and the Neil Watson Undersea Adventures and the Captain Slate Atlantis Dive Center all coming together under one umbrella in the beautiful Florida Keys. And I can see a lot of cocktailing in addition to diving happening.
Yes. Well, you know, the Islander Resort, I mean, that's a legendary location down there in Tavernier. It's been around for, I don't know, probably since the 50s, hasn't it? Or even longer.
Oh yeah, it's been. I mean, they got over 20 acres right on the ocean. I think 114 guest rooms and suites. It's got like two heated pools and hot tubs and tiki bars, two poolside tiki bars. It's really, really beautiful property and real close to the diving. Beautiful beach, you know, and beaches are scarce down in the Keys. As
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
It has a beautiful beach and I am so excited about this. It's going to be so much fun. You know, obviously the kickoff will have to be a Scuba Radio live remote from the Islander and the Guy Harvey Outpost Watson Slate project.
Yeah, I don't know. You might need to just reserve a suite for us. You know, there seems to be a lot of stuff developing in the Keys for us this summer. So, yeah, I mean, and, you know, that location, you mentioned that beach they have there. I remember going there many, many years ago with some of my radio friends and was blown away because of the beach area they had and the snorkeling they had literally right there off of the resort. I mean, it was just a beautiful place, a little older property as far as the rooms and stuff, but I guess that's what Guy and the team are going to come in and they're going to refurbish everything.
We're in the process of some major renovation, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of like we did the Big Game Club
right.
in Bimini when we first got into there. So, yeah, there'll be some major renovations and I mean, they're in the works now. They've already done a lot of work to it.
Right.
So it's going to be top shelf and of course, you know, doesn't get any better than diving with Slate, and I'm excited about being part of the whole thing. And of course, Beth will be handling the reservations and the marketing. So you know, another family project.
Yes, well, you know, this is probably
next to having my son in a dive operation. I mean, Slate's right there.
Yeah, he might as well be an adopted son or... he's kind of the creepy uncle. No, I don't know. Yeah, you know, this ought to time out pretty good with Slate's reality TV show that we've been talking about on the show.
I have heard rumors about that.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody that could represent the diving industry better than Slate in a reality TV show.
Yes.
One of the problems with the diving industry is people are losing sight of how much fun it is, and you don't have much more fun in diving than with Slate. So,
that's true.
You know.
Yeah, I knew he'd be a great guest on Scuba Radio when I first started this show over 16 years ago, and thumbing through Skin Diver magazine, I'm seeing this guy who's feeding fish with his face. I'm like, wait a minute. There's something here. And man, he lived up to every preconceived notion of what I thought this twisted individual could be.
Well,
and he's a treat.
You've mastered keeping the profanity out of his mouth long enough in the interview. The burps, not so much.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, he's a little gassy. Well, aren't we all? He just
is. Absolutely.
And that's a good thing if you're a diver. But his reality TV show, I actually got an update about it. in Long Beach at the Scuba Show, and they're right. planning to film around August in that time frame, I believe, and we'll see how that goes. So maybe this will all tie together. Who knows?
That will be absolutely perfect. I mean, what a better venue than the Islander? You know, that'll be perfect. And of course, I'm going to have to get my ugly face in the middle of that somewhere.
Of course. Well, you know, a dive god, you know, Captain Slate. Oh man, that would just be. I mean, that's ratings gold, Neil. Come on, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, the ratings may be the problem. What rating do you put on it? You know,
Yeah, that'd be an MA or, you know, NC-17. Well, it'll be cable TV. They let anything fly there.
Oh,
so
there
who
you
knows.
Go.
But yeah,
you get away with more than anybody else, other than you know, what's your buddy up there?
What are you talking about? Who?
What?
What do you mean? I get away with what? Well, I don't get away with nothing. If people could hear what we do behind the scenes, I would have been kicked off the air 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, I can remember a couple of segments that we did that I'm shocked that you got away with, Eric.
Yeah, he's bringing up those incidents where, yeah, that we can't even really reflect on them that much.
No.
But it involved Neil Watson's hot tub and words that you're not allowed to say, that kind of stuff. It's in the past. It's history, Neil. We're always looking towards the future, right?
You probably didn't have as many listeners or the scrutiny that you have now that you're big time.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Neil. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again real soon, buddy.
You got it, pal. Have a good one. Later.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. World's first radio show devoted to diving. A couple things I want to steer your attention to. Scubaradio.com has a lot of cool pictures up on it right now, and video is to come, especially from our Maldives trip. Now, I just posted some photos last week from the Scuba Show and our appearance there and some of the adventure that we had there in Catalina Island, and those photos are probably going to be increasing as well, But the Maldives photos are just, there's just a small sampling of photos up there right now. I've been going through the GoPro video that we shot while we were in the Maldives, and it took a while because literally between the scuba cowboy and myself, who was shooting his GoPro video camera as well, we had 140 gigabyte worth of footage to cruise through and to edit through. And, it has taken a while. I mean, that is one of the problems when you shoot so much stuff, because there's so much to see, is whittling it down into some kind of manageable format that people can get a good, good view of what we encountered there in the Maldives. And I've been going through all this stuff, and I got to tell you, we have gotten some great footage, and it is going to show up at scubaradio.com in the next few weeks. So keep looking out for that and going to the little feature article right there on our Maldives trip at the front page or at the homepage of scubaradio.com. Also, there's information about our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, where you can join us in Saba, St. Kitts, January 18th. All the details are right there. But you're going to want to do this because we're going to be joined by Barry and Ruth from Dive Training Magazine, who shoot the cover of Dive Training. They've shot more of the covers for Dive Training Magazine than any other photographers that they have on staff there at Dive Training. They're going to be on board to share some photography tips, and we're going to have a little informal front and reverse cover photo contest while we're on that trip, while we're on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. ExploreVentures.com or just go to the homepage at ScubaRadio.com for more information and join us January 18th, 2014, the Save the St. Kitts itinerary. All right, we got a mermaid update for you next. Stick around. You're going to want to hear this one.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid. So he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore.
It is time for our mermaid update here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. How we got wrapped up into this whole mermaid nonsense, I have no idea. But it just keeps growing bigger and bigger. And as I've learned, after doing this show for over 16 years and taking the mermaids with us on our dive trips and to the dive shows, it's obvious you guys want to see the mermaids as opposed to me. And, you know, I understand. I get it. And it works for us marketing wise on several levels. So we'll keep going with it. Right. Right. And, we're divers, and what's better than, catching a glimpse of a mermaid on your next dive? I could think of worse things to see, but you know, there's this whole mermaid world that we've kind of been tapping into here on the show, even outside the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod, so to speak. And you know, one of those has been this fire-eating mermaid I keep seeing on Facebook, and she joins us on Scuba Radio right now. Marina, the fire-eating mermaid, is on with us on the big show. Marina, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Like an amoeba, the mermaid nonsense just keeps getting wider and wider and enveloping it all, doesn't it?
That's right. It's like a virus. It'll seep into your head in a warm lake and then explode your brain. I don't know what's going on with this old mermaid stuff, but hey, I don't know, you're the new vampires, I guess, right?
And, well, you know, I cannot I really don't have much of a say on those because I'm actually an aquatic performer. So I really don't know. I do not connect very, very firmly to the, mermaid nor vampire nor, I prefer the creature from the Black Lagoon myself.
Nice.
A diver.
Okay.
So I'm a diver, a free diver that actually does aquatic performances. That's primarily my work.
Excellent.
And, I rather wanted to be an ambassador for the dying art of this, which at one time was so novel, actually. And I think the popularity of mermaids through media and television and things like that rather changed people's perceptions. And they forgot where it all began. And that's kind of what my job is, to bring it back to the basics of people who dove and were very adept at swimming.
I love it, Marina. Now, you know, we are obviously a scuba diving talk show, and you know, mermaids are kind of connected to diving, and we love seeing them. But let's paint the background of where you're doing your thing, because you have this operation where, I don't know, I think you're doing it, what, every Friday night there at the Yankee Clipper? Rec
Correct,
bar,
yeah.
And I've been there many a time, actually, but I obviously haven't been fortunate enough to hit it on a night that you are performing, but you're doing a whole wiki-watchy type mermaid show or something from what I hear and see on Facebook. I mean, you're becoming quite popular down there in South Florida, so what exactly could someone expect to see if they show up the rec bar there at the Sheraton Yankee Clipper on a Friday evening?
Well, the Yankee Clipper started the shows back in the 1950s, and Weekiwachee was but a catalyst for these kinds of places. So the original shows actually did take place till about 1964, 1965.
Yeah.
So I revived the shows about 7 years ago in an effort to preserve this art form in general, because it really did start to die out in all these places that were everywhere at one time. Now there are only three porthole pool bar scenarios that you see like the Clipper in the United States.
Okay, so when you say that,
and that's at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Beach Hotel in Fort Lauderdale,
right? And when you say that porthole pools, I mean, I do remember the rec bar. I mean, that's pretty much all there is. There's just a few portholes in the side of this tank that happen to be up adjacent to the bar. Is that right, or is there big windows?
A full swimming pool, and the swimming pool had seven portholes that faced into the inside of the bar.
Okay,
and the bar was specifically built to appear as a Spanish galleon. The person who created it had a really interesting vision. He wanted to make hotels an attraction to boot. So it wasn't just that you went to stay someplace, you experienced something different. So here you are in a sunken Spanish galleon, you're looking through the portholes, and aquatic performances would take place as entertainment ranging from vaudeville to music to anything would take place on stages or small little makeshift stages. It was quite brilliant at the time.
Yeah.
And you can see, you can actually see the rec bar back in the day in the movie Where the Boys Are, that famous scene. And it's quite amazing to see that the bar really hasn't changed all that much since then. More people know it from the film Analyze This, where the bar was embellished a little bit, looked a little bit more dazzly, but still the same bar. And
nice.
And you'll get to see De Niro and Billy Crystal having their little banter. And the women who were swimming there were from Weekiwachee. They actually did borrow them from there.
I gotcha. But you have developed your own pod of mermaid performers down there. I mean, that's what you are doing, mermaids, or is there other aquatic-type performances that you're doing through the portholes there at the Yankee Clipper?
Correct. Yeah, I've been doing aquatic performances for over 25 years. And at the time that I moved to Fort Lauderdale, I was working at the Maikai. So I've always had a great interest.
Hold on, Marina. No, wait, you said you've been doing this for 25 years. I've seen the pictures
Correct.
On Facebook. Would you start when you were like 4 years old or something, or
that
what?
That is very sweet. Thank you. I'm going to take that compliment and run.
She's a very healthy, yes. young, mermaid, from what I can tell.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I've been through the trenches. I've swam some reefs for quite some time. My father started me free diving at age three, and I learned in the Caribbean.
Ah.
So I've been a diver. I was a diver first and foremost.
Yeah. Well, to do these performances, I mean, the girls have to have great buoyancy, breath control, and all that kind of stuff comes into play with these performances that you're doing down there at the rec bar, right?
Correct. My approach is actually more the emulation of a sea animal, as far as a sea mammal, rather than the whole mermaidy thing. I kind of wanted to avoid that and have people learn to maneuver in the water as a vehicle rather than treading water or anything like that, to use it rather than to, move it and to force it. And I thought that perception would be kind of an interesting way to depict any kind of a fluid aquatic movement. And when I was a kid, I would stare at just about everything that swam, ranging from large fish, which move a certain specific way, to sea mammals, and decided that that would be the basis in which my movement art would be started.
Nice. Now, when you're training, you're training your performers, which you have a whole cast of mermaids that are assisting you now. And I mean, is being dive certified or a established free diver one of the prerequisites?
Yeah, they're all established free divers, or at least if they're not. I like to start, really, personally, I prefer ones without any swimming experience whatsoever, because they tend to be great learners. They want to take everything in. If you already are a swimmer, if you were, for example, a lifeguard or anything, or a competitive swimmer, a lot of that stuff's ingrained, speed, movement, it's very different than the style in which we swim. So they practically have to reprogram themselves when they have a basis in swimming, rather than the ones that really haven't much experience but feel comfortable enough to stick their heads underwater. But really, the training itself, for at least 6 months, I don't have a fin in sight. I want to make sure that they know that it is not about this fish-tailed ensemble. It's about being able to navigate water efficiently.
Got it.
We wanted to give that illusion when people are sitting at the bar to give an illusion of comfort and ease in the water. So for a moment, if for just a fraction of a moment, the audience forgets that we're not breathing and we're doing this in a different manner than we are, you know, originally created to, then we've done our job.
Yeah, and you've inspired these folks maybe to join you on a future adventure. I mean, how many mermaids have you certified? I mean, is this a mermaid course or underwater aquatic course?
I don't even call it a mermaid course either. I call them aquaticats.
Aquaticats.
And the reason I call it that is it's a retro wink and a nod to the times where people would do this as a performance art rather than the trend, the mermaid trend, which, you know, I love that. It caught on and such. I just wound up kind of being caught in the cyclone, so to speak, you know, in the waterspout that became the popularity of mermaids.
I'm in. Next time I'm down in South Florida, I'm going to come out and check you out there, Marina.
And that would be brilliant.
And I don't mean that in some kind of creepy old man way. I mean, I really appreciate the art form that you're trying to bring back, all retro-like. It's cool. Marina, the fire-eating mermaid, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon here on The Big Show.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Keep swimming, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I thought I had seen all the wonders of the deep.
I thought I had known all the beauty of the shore.
But here at last, where our two worlds meet,
I finally felt my true heart soar.
I feel brand new.
I feel so free.
I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I feel like I've never... Whoa. What was that?
I said, I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I'm not following.
Well, you see, when I feel this way about somebody so special, I release extra slime to lubricate the scaly membrane that closes off my egg sac. So now my heart
Wait. No. Hang on a second. You mean to tell me that down there you've got fish business going on?
What'd you expect, silly?
But wait, when you get up on land, you grow legs, right?
Of course I do.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, the legs turn human. But believe you me, baby, the hoo-ha's all mackerel.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone with me now, we move on to our good buddy from Explorer Ventures, the Big Cheese, the Big Kahuna himself. Clay McCardle is on Scuba Radio, and I believe he's on the road. He's always traveling someplace. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm on the road in Illinois. Just passed by the wonderful city of Chicago, but didn't hit any traffic. So you know, that's a good day by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm hip. I think that could be a first, a record or something. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
So you hit it at the right time. Good for you. But
yeah, we try.
You know, sometimes we got to be on our cars, but we prefer to be on live aboard dive boats, diving around the world, which is what Explorer Ventures specializes in. And you know, we're at the Long Beach Dive Show a couple weeks ago, and I got to tell you, I had a lot of left coast divers come up to us at the show. Well, let me rephrase that. They came up to the mermaids. As you know, it's just the protocol. I'm starting to think that's what it is. And they're saying, hey, where are you guys going to be next? And of course I say, you know, I tell the girls, hey, don't forget, we got that trip coming up with Explorer Ventures in Saba St. Kitts. And they're like, yeah, let's go. Cause I think there's still a few spots available on our next adventure in January. You think? Or do you know?
Yeah, there's still some spots available on Caribbean Explorer 2 in the Northeastern Caribbean. We've got Pup, we've got People's Dive Training, we've got all sorts of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, I actually had a meeting with the folks from Scuba Pro who are going to be joining us on that adventure as well, and they are promising to bring some equipment for people to play with on board as well. So more toys to play with during the week, and on top of that, the dive training thing. We got Barry and Ruth from Dive Training who shoot those covers for Dive Training magazine. And we're going to do a little informal shoot a cover of your own front and reverse angle like they do for Dive Training. And maybe it'll be a nice little Scuba Pro prize for the best one for the week or something. We'll have to see how that unfolds. But that was one of the sessions that was discussed, or, you know, one of the topics that was discussed in my meeting with the Scuba Pro folks. So I think this is going to be our best adventure yet. What do you think, Clay? The only thing missing is you.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, the plan was to do a front and back of a mermaid, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I've thrown it out there a couple times, but that, you know, the mermaids are they're kicking. You know, they're kicking me a little bit, poking me, like, Greg, really? You know, we have to do the backside as well. It better not be one of these wide angle GoPro lenses. You know, I've already gotten some flack from them about that, but hey, you know, they're troopers. And we'll make something, we'll just shoot it when they're not looking or something. I don't know. But it'll be fun. You can shoot a mermaid, shoot a nice underwater scene or a critter or whatever your heart desires. And,
that itinerary is great, you know, for all sorts of stuff, but macro especially. There's all sorts of critters found in those waters that are common there that really aren't seen very much in other places. So it's... there's all sorts of stuff to do down there.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, off the coast of Saba, which is the island when you get to go on tour and see the surface, is amazing. But when you dive around Saba, isn't that the place where there's a couple sites where you have some resident frogfish that are fairly rare, too? Or am I getting mixed up?
No, that's definitely it. We've got frogfish that are regularly found on several of the dive sites there. In fact, you haven't met Nestor yet, who's working for us as captain, but Stan Waterman calls him a microscope with fins. He finds all sorts of stuff that even we, after 26 years there, have never seen before.
Really? Okay, so he specializes in finding those little tiny things that I can't see. Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
Yeah. Well, I got a new little Polar Pro lens that'll help me do some macro photography on my next adventure. And hopefully by then I'll have that in full effect for sure. So that sounds great. You know, so you can book that trip with us. That's January 18th. To the 25th, I guess, thereabouts. We fly into St. Kitts and then we leave from St. Martin. Great adventure. Join us. But you can go on any of these, trips. Right now you're running some specials, I believe, for the Caribbean Explorer too, for Ceiba and, what, half the year it's over in, the Turks and Caicos? Is that what it is or which one?
Well, no, that's the other boat. Turks and Caicos Explorer actually.
Oh, right.
Goes over there. But we've got, we've got some weeks that are still available, with a few spaces left and special rates on Caribbean Explorer 2. And, in the Northeastern Caribbean, we've got, I think 1 week, left, at a special rate in Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. So check our website and then Maldives, Carpe Vita Explorer that you just got off of, lucky bastard.
Yes.
It'd be nice actually to see some of that video, Craig, for God's sake.
Yes. Well, I can't wait to get it out there and say, see, this is what you missed, Clay. This is why you need to come on this boat with us, buddy. And I'm telling this to the owner of the company. How backwards is that? All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. In the meantime, check out exploreventures.com. And remember, it's always better. Where, Clay? Come on.
Let's see. It's down to the water somewhere. Down where it's wetter. That's it.
That's it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.